Hi, I'm Maria and I'm a compulsive overeater. And I'm really happy to be here today speaking to you. Wow, this is quite an honor. And when I was asked to do this, I met Chia at the World Service Business Conference. And then later, when I got an email asking if I could speak at this meeting, I was so thrilled, and at the same time, I was afraid. And I thought, wow, I didn't even realize I had a secular approach to working my steps. And after I got over the initial feelings, I realized that that's exactly what I was doing. And I'm really happy to be here to share this with you today. So before I start working into how, going into how I work the program today, I'm going to go into a little bit of my history because it involves my growth in OA. I grew up as an overweight teenager. I was overweight ever since I could remember myself. And when I was 18, way back in 1980, so that was 45 years ago, that was my first time in a room in an OA meeting. So I stayed in OA for close to a year, and I worked through the first three steps with a sponsor then. And I got stuck on the third step because of what I at the time thought that it was a religious tone that was involved in the steps, and that turned me off the program. Maybe I was looking for an excuse to go off program. I don't know
Maria.
why, but I left the program and I never went back. Fourth time happened. Can you not hear me?
You're
Sorry. Can
garbled. Would you turn off your video and see if we can hear you better?
Okay. Is that
Thank you.
better now?
Yes.
Okay. So in that 44 years between 1980 and 2024, when I came back into program, a lot happened. I'll start with my weight, which went up 100 kilos, 220 pounds over what I was at the time. And of course, life happened. I finished school. I moved to a different country. I moved to Greece because at that time I was in Canada. I got married. I had children. My children had grown up. I went through being completely in love with my husband to being the biggest nightmare in my life, but was my marriage at the time. My husband passed away. So, anyways, after all this happened, here I was, 100 kilos over my weight today, and my life was in shambles. So, I started to have some health problems as well as a result of it. I was basically physically crippled. I could only walk five steps, and then I huff and puffed my way like for another five steps to make it to 10, because otherwise I would never get anywhere. And then I would have to stop for about 5 minutes to like get my breath and then continue. That was how I went through life. And after my husband had passed away, I started to have some very serious health problems. I almost lost my life over it, or at least I would have lost my legs. I had a very bad infection, and because of all the weight that I had, the fat surrounding my body, my body couldn't heal because the blood circulation wasn't good. So I most definitely like either had to wouldn't be around today to be sharing with you, or I had to lose weight. And I had been, of course, I had gone through my yo-yo diets, not many though. And every time, of course, like I had lost weight, I would gain even more because I didn't, get to be to 385 pounds was my weight at the time. And that didn't happen overnight, but it did happen gradually over the 44 years that I was out of program. So I was so afraid to even try to lose weight. And I thought, okay, you're gonna die, girl, if you don't do this. So I thought, I'll just do it for just today. That was the first thing that came to mind is, just try today. So anyway, I mustered up the courage, to try using like a food plan. It was just something that I made up at the time. And then I finally went to a nutritionist as it, when I got out of the hospital, because I was in the hospital at the time. And, gradually kilos started to come off. And I didn't even think about OA, to tell you the truth. But really, what was behind it all were OA principles, minus the higher power. Because I didn't have a definition of higher power, and I didn't even want to bring higher power into it. What was interesting, though, is this is before I came back into OA. This is 2018, 6 years before I came back into OA. I thought I was doing this without anything to do with OA, but in the seeds of OA never really left me. Anyways, then I took off 220 kilos, 220 pounds. Nobody could recognize me. I had to go through it was as if I was a different person. I had to introduce myself to everybody, like people that would see me. They just didn't recognize me at all. Of course, there were more than physical changes that had come with this, but even just the physical were enough. Anyway, so then COVID came and I moved from where I was at the time from Corfu to Athens. And gradually, like my biggest nightmare started to come true. I was started to put back on the kilos. And I just didn't know what to do about it, And I was struggling. I still kept my nutritionist. I spent about a year telling her that I just could not do it. She kept saying, "What's wrong? You're not like sticking to, our plan." I said, "I just can't." Anyways, for out of the blue, I looked up on the internet and I thought, well, 44 years ago in Canada, like I used to go to this OA program, maybe it's here in Greece now. And sure enough, I looked online and there was a meeting very close to where I was living at the time. So I walk into the OA room and it really, 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 truly felt like I was coming back home. I have no other words to say to express that come closer to expressing how I felt at that moment. So, anyways, I suddenly was he hearing these people talk, and I had to make it work. It was like there was no choice in the matter. I knew that if I didn't like get some help from somewhere, I was going to be like over like 300 pounds because like it was going to go higher than it was before. Like, that was, a pattern in my life is lose some, gain more, lose some, gain more, And I thought my body isn't going to take it this time. So anyway, I thought, okay, girl, you have to make this work. So I listened very carefully to what these people were talking about. And, they said, find a sponsor. And that's what it said in the preamble, find somebody that, has what, you want and ask them how it works. And so that's exactly what I did. I found a sponsor. Come here. I want to know how this works. And but still, the other part though that really bothered me, and it was like the, Jekyll and Hyde thing, I had this like negativity in my hand. It's like, okay, but what are you gonna do about this G word? Because it was there in the steps, it was there, and I thought, okay, just ignore it for now, There was these two voices in me. It's, I thought you have to make it work regardless. So I found my sponsor, and here I'm on hanging on for dear life, truly. And she said to me, "Sue, I'd found a person that I could relate to, and that wasn't going to like make me do anything that I didn't want to do." It was very clear to me that she was an open-minded person. An artist as well. I didn't know that at the time, but she's an artist as well as am I. I'm a musician. And she said to me, "Why don't you start with getting the For Today book and just reading it?" I thought, okay, I can do that. I can read. So basically, what ended up happening is I started working the program by working the tools. And I thought to myself, and one of the tools, of course, is reading. So I started with the For Today because I thought that seemed like the least intrusive into, like, you know, the way I thought about thought. If all these like wonderful philosophers and artists can make it work for them, you know, because there's beautiful, beautiful like proverbs and sayings in there. I thought, okay, this can apply to me. And then I gradually like thought, okay, why don't we like use these tools? These are the tools of recovery. I thought, like, why don't I get into an eating plan? You know, and so I thought, okay, I can write down like, you know, what I'm gonna eat, like just for today. So, anyways, that's how I started gradually. And I work the tools every day till today. You know, so then I thought this program is so rich that it has so much in it. I'll just take everything that I can. It's almost like a smorgasbord. You know, I thought, you know, to, you know, you know, for fear of using like a food term, but you know, when I go to a buffet, you know, I don't have to try everything there, you know, I can just take the things that I want, you know. So that's what I started doing with the program. I started using all the tools. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to have to start like using, like doing the steps, because I quickly realized at some point that I have to find something that's going to make me stick to this, because you know I had already taken the kilos off before, and that was my problem, is that I couldn't rely on just me. So I just took a deep breath and I thought, okay, well, try working this like higher power thing. I realized, and that's exactly what I called it, this higher power thing. I thought, you know, that you know they do use the word higher power, and there is a part like, you know, in the steps that says God, and I'll say the word, as we understand him. So I thought, I'll focus on just that. And then I thought, okay, but I still have to, I started working the steps, and in our workbook, there started, you know, it started asking about characteristics. And then I realized, you know, I don't really have to answer these questions. You know, that, you know, it may help some people. It doesn't have to help me. I can have like a higher power that I don't even necessarily need to define. And then I got to the point where I thought, you know, I'm Greek, like the Greeks, the ancient Greeks, they had like 12 gods, you know, like I can, you know, I don't need to find just one in any case. So then I thought, I'll just make, and that was my first higher power, was the higher power of the group. I thought OA is going to be my higher power. Then I started to narrow it down a little bit. And it became not just OA as a whole, but I thought, you know, why does OA even work? You know, it's a bunch of like compulsive, like eaters, overeaters or undereaters, but compulsive nonetheless by their own definition. How do they make this like wonderful fellowship even work? I thought, OA has a higher power too, you know. And then I thought, you know, so what is my higher power going to be? For a time, I made it nature, because that was a part of it for me. And that was when I went through the phase of I can have multiple higher powers. And the way I fit in nature, I thought, is like a way that I can work. Okay. To try to get myself to not be a misfit, to be in tune, to be in tune with nature, to be in tune with myself. And then as when I started thinking of in tune, you know, then the musician in me started working, and I started to think about in tune and to think of harmony. And harmony is a word that fits in with like my music background. It fits in with nature. It fits in with my concept of a whole universe. So I thought, what is God though? Because they do keep saying God. And I thought, God, like, doesn't necessarily have to be a being. You know, I realized that in the steps, there was an attempt to try to personify God or to give certain qualities. And I thought, okay, well, I can understand how that works, you know, for some people. Because then as I got more and more into program, I thought, regardless of what my concept of higher power is, I have to come up with a way that fits in like with other people as well, because firstly, we have to all work together, and secondly, if I'm ever going to sponsor or be sponsored, I had already like worked out like my own sponsor, but if I'm ever going to sponsor somebody, I'm going to have to help other people come up with what their concept of a higher power is, or at least guide them, or at least be free enough not to make them have my concept of higher power, you know, because what works for me isn't necessarily going to work for anybody else. And then I really realized that working a higher power is an individual decision, an individual process. So then I realized that I don't even have to know what it is. You know, I thought, how many things do I trust today that I haven't got the foggiest idea how they work? I started with my phone, you know, because I use my cell phone like all the time. And I have no idea how internet works. I have no idea how cell phones work. Of course, I could look into it, but, you know, I haven't. You know, I just trust that when I press those buttons, like I'm going to get the information from internet, like in on my screen. I just trust when I press those buttons, like on a regular phone or a cell phone, that I'm, you know, that I'm gonna, there's going to be a voice on the other end. When I, you know, when I turn on the light, for starters, I don't even know how electricity works. I just press that button and lo and behold, there is the light. The room is lit up. And I thought, that's how I'm going to work my higher power, because it really makes no difference whether I know how it works or not. What I need to do is to have faith that it works and to believe that it works. So today, because I do pray, I do meditate, I actually sometimes call my higher power God. Sometimes I call my higher power. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm calling higher power. I'm just, you know, and I thought many times, you know, in my life, you know, I would think it would almost be as wishing, but it wasn't. You know, I'd think, please, please, can this happen? What am I doing then? I'm asking. So now all I do to try to work my program is I work the tools. And I have trust and I have faith that in trying to make myself a better person and in tune with myself and in tune with nature and in tune with what I want for me and for what, like, at I sorry, I have to like say this before my time is out. I just recently realized that what is, aside from nature, and from an all-knowing entity, goodness is what, like, I feel like that I want my, the energy that, you know, that motivates me to be. And I thought, good, that's just an extra O in there, you know. And you know, I thought it doesn't even matter like what I call higher power. You know, I'm so happy in this program. And I wasn't able to be happy about anything before, you know. Rather than have like, you know, this blackness in my life, now I have a positiveness. I have a positive energy. I want to do service. I want to help. I want to be helped. I want to communicate. These are things that I never ever understood before. And on a physical, on a spiritual, on an emotional level, physical has stopped being this obsession with how much I weigh. Physical is like recovery for me is to exercise. Physical recovery is to put on perfume. Physical recovery, you know, has to do with taking a bath. Physical recovery has to be with dancing tango, which I do now. Rather than not being able to walk five steps, I dance Argentinian tango. And so as like a physical has, you know, recovery has become wide, so has my emotional recovery, my definition, and so has my spiritual recovery. All of these have broadened. And that's why I talked about I think about the physical aspect all the time, because physical literally meant something so narrow to me. You know, and just as that can be broadened, everything in this program can be broadened. And it's really as broad and as wide as our imaginations like allow us to be. And that's what OA is to me, and that's how I work it. And I'm really, really happy to be here. I'm very honored. Thank you for your time, and thank you for allowing me to share with you today.